met up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Oh God, we were excited when we found out that headlining Land of Plenty was the one and only Illy, and he joins us now. Morning, Illy.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, thanks, bud. We are so excited to have you here. Have you ever been to Shepparton before?
I have, not for a while though. Like the last tour we did, we didn't play Shep, so it's been a minute. I'm looking forward to getting back.
Let's be honest, it's pretty early in the morning to be doing radio. What are you doing up so early, Illy? Is it just for us or?
It's just for you guys, man. Can you tell in my voice?
What time do you usually get up?
I mean, I'm normally awake at this point, but it's the other way. I haven't been to bed yet, so like, this is a new one for me. But it's all good.
Oh, talk to us about last night. Yeah. Where was the invite? First of all, second of all, what did you get up to?
Oh man, well, the song's just come out, obviously, and it's been a long time between drinks, so like, it's been kind of celebrating that still.
Yeah. Party.
And a half ago. Yeah.
I feel like you're being vague, though. Like, where'd you go? What'd you do? Give us the goss.
Oh, man, lips are sealed. I'm in Sydney at the moment, so it's been, it's been good. That's all I'll say. Right. I don't want to give much away.
Before we talk about Land of Plenty, because you are coming to Shep for that, let's talk about your new single, Then What. What's this about? What's the history behind it?
Yeah, well, like I was saying, man, it's been 2.5 years since the last stuff I put out. And in that time, you know, I've had songs that have done really well, and there's been people come around that weren't around before. But then when you go to Grand and you have to get busy and get back to work, they kind of disappear again. So I just wanted to write a song about that.
Do you know what, Illy? I've discovered there's one of your songs, and it's called Swear Jar, and it's my song. Mm-hmm. When I'm in a, like, angry mood or if I'm frustrated, I'll put that song on. I was in Melbourne the other day, and I was in a bad mood, and I chucked it on, and I tell you what, it's like cathartic listening to it because you just get all those expletives out of your system.
Yeah, I mean, Then What is definitely a little less angsty and angry than Swear Jar, but kind of similar, I guess. It's just telling annoying people that they're annoying.
Yeah, yep, I like that. You need that in your life sometimes.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Illy, I want to ask, is this a true fact about you? You can speak 4 different languages?
Oh, my God, nah. I got asked that in an interview like 6-7 years ago, and I was just like having a shit day. So I just gave that answer, and I still get asked about it now.
Amazing.
That's crazy. Yeah, not true at all. I can barely speak English.
Is there anything you want to make up about yourself in this interview that then we can, you know, send to news.com and get an article written up about?
I mean, if it was like maybe a midday interview, yeah, but my brain's barely working at the moment, so I'll have to give it a pass.
Well, we have a strong Albanian, Greek, and Italian community up here in Shep, so why don't you just say that you can speak all 3 languages before you get here?
Yeah, there we go. That'll do.
And you know what? While we're at it, we'll chuck in that you're like a nominee for the Nobel Peace Prize or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Congratulations.
Yeah, good job.
Guys, go ahead. Thank you. It feels really good to be such a contributing member.
I think it was that song about swearing that got you over the line.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely spreading the message of peace. Hey,
totally.
Illy, your name's Illy. My name's Ellie. I used to be a music jock and I used to be like all talking about the music. And my favorite thing to say was like, that was Illy, this is Ellie. And so every time one of your songs played, I'd say that. Now, I consider myself a little bit of a rapper. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she's pretty good, Illy.
My gangster name is E-Chain because my surname's Chaney. Yeah, you get it. You're a fellow gangster. We recently made a parody to the song Old Town Road about the Goulburn Valley, which is the region that we live in. And I rapped in it. I just wonder if for a second we could play you a bit of my rapping and like Illy v. Ellie and just have a chat about it.
I'd love to hear it.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Here we go.
I got that calcium in the back. SPC for a snack. Got some butter straight from cat. Let me take you around the traps. Now Gambia's got
I feel like you saying, oh no, that quickly into it, Illy. Doesn't fill me with confidence about my rap career.
You're talking over it. I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, crank it, Illy. Turn up.
Oh, but this isn't my rap part anymore.
Who cares? Let it play for 20 seconds. That's me.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, no, this is it. Ends here, sorry.
Merch has got some tractors. A juker's got an actor.
Okay, that's all we got time. That's all we got time for. But basically, that parody got us over 100,000 views
not
online.
Not letting it play at all.
She's nervous, Illy.
Not letting it play. I know, I can tell. You're talking all over all of it. It sounded cool.
It sounded cool. It sounded cool. Did Illy, the rapper, just say it sounded cool?
Can you play the song now?
Illy's like, can I go back to bed, please?
Nah, I'm going to take that as an endorsement. I've got him on board.
There you go.
Well, Illy, we have been asked to perform that at the Land of Plenty Festival. We aren't headlining, though, like you, mate. Are you pumped for the gig?
Yeah, I can't wait, but I especially can't wait now that I know that I'm going to get to see that live.
Really, you're making me equal parts so proud and equal parts so nervous right now, and also chucking part of embarrassed.
You've committed to it. If you've committed to it, you got to do it. But no, like I am seriously excited to get back up there. Like I say, I haven't been to Shep in a minute, and when I was just starting out, some of my first regional shows in Victoria were actually in Shep. I can't remember the name of the venue, but it was like a downstairs one, like an underground.
Yeah, would have been at the old Yahoo Bar.
Yahoo Bar, that's the one.
Yeah,
yeah. So I have some really good memories of it, but I'm looking forward to getting back. Yeah.
Well, we are looking forward to having you, my friend. We'll let you go to bed now because you've pulled an all-nighter. You probably don't want to hang around talking
sleep
to us
well,
much
Illy.
Longer.
It's all good. Hey, I'm looking forward to that being performed. I'm serious, Ellie.
Oh, God, stop it. I'm so nervous.
You talked a big game. You got to go through with it now.
Yeah, if you want to be a gangster rapper, Ellie, you got to talk the talk, walk the walk.
If you need like a supporting act on your next tour, like I'm free if you want me to.
I'm good.
Okay. Fair enough.
Landofplentyfestival.com. If you want to get tickets, make sure you get around it right now. Illy, we really appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for coming on the show.
No worries, guys. Thanks. Get
up with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.